Why have I interrupted such a pleasant piece of music? Well, I'm a bit late, really. It's 3 minutes after 10. And that's time, officially, as officially as anything gets here at 3ABR, for Marawarn Musings. We might change the name. Marawarn Musings, man. Which is about our neighbourhood house, our community house, and all the things that are going on there. And it happens sometimes fortnightly, sometimes monthly, sometimes, yeah, comes and goes a bit. But it's always on the web and as a podcast, and there's always great stuff happening at Marawarn. Isn't there, Sally Forrester?
There are lots of fabulous things happening at the moment, and I love our casual little relationship with the radio. We kind of rock down when we've got lots of good things happening, and sometimes it takes us a while to get things organised and there's a bit of a pause.
But, well, there's no point in turning up if you haven't got anything to say.
Well, it now is. We've got lots of things to say. We're going to bombard you.
Okay, what do we begin with? The least or the most important?
Let's start with the most important, because okay. I find that incredibly exciting.
Yep.
So we're going to start off talking about the Pick My Project. Huge success for Apollo Bay.
Amazing stuff, yeah.
Really amazing. So just a bit of a background for those who mightn't have been looking at the news sheet for the last couple of months. The state government have started a new grants program this year, and it's called Pick My Project. And all the different regions and all the different towns in Victoria were asked to put proposals forward. And the idea was that your community could vote for the projects that you thought would be the most important in your town, and those with the most votes won. So we were very lucky because we've got a great community in Apollo Bay.
And they kicked in and voted.
Absolutely.
They
did
many
they
numbers.
Mobilise yeah. or what? And, you know, a lot of that mobilisation came through Facebook because, we've got the local community Facebook page, Otway Community News, that's got about 5,000 people on it. But a lot of it also came through the news sheet. There are a lot of people who mightn't be using Facebook so much at all who made a really big effort to register and to vote. It was very important to a lot of the older people in the community as well. So young and old, we thank you very much, because Apollo Bay ended up receiving 21% of the funding allocated to the Barwon region. So
yay. Fantastic.
Thank you to everyone
well
who voted.
Yep. So punching above our weight as usual.
As usual. So there were three projects that were selected out of the five that were put forward from Apollo Bay, and they were the three of the highest cash projects. So they were the three big ones.
Mm.
Yeah. Yep. So there was two at $200,000 and one just under $168,000. So it's over $500,000 to be put into the area next year.
That's fantastic stuff, isn't it?
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
So the three that were successful, there was the Make a Splash, so the community pool, which we know has been receiving a lot of funding and a lot of enthusiasm.
So essentially that buys a roof, doesn't it?
It buys a roof. Mm.
Puts a roof over our heads, dear. Yes.
Absolutely. And it means that they'll be able to use the money that they got earlier in the year a lot more efficiently
Great.
As well. So
that's a good
bells
thing.
And bells and whistles for them. Close the Loop. So I think this came out of Transition Towns. Correct me
yep.
if I'm wrong.
I think
wrong.
Originally it started there, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a community food waste to nutrient-rich compost program. So basically it's a almost a commercial-size compost machine that will take the food scraps from restaurants around Apollo Bay and turn them into compost pallets.
That's very exciting, isn't
it's
it?
Very exciting. It could be a good social program as well in terms
good.
Of social business. So that's exciting as well. And the good news for the neighbourhood house, of course, was our baby was the community cinema at the Apollo Bay Senior Centre. So we have got the $200,000 to get that project up and going.
Fantastic.
Which is brilliant.
What manner of films will we watch at the community centre, do you reckon?
Well, it's going to be a community-run facility. It is a community-run facility, but in terms of the cinema part of it. So the idea is that we can get a community film society together and maybe once a month, it depends what they want to do, but maybe once a month we can have some art house screenings or maybe some Japanese animation screenings or whatever it is that people want to watch and they'd like to organise, then we will have the facilities
to
do that.
So the community's invited and or instructed on how to source material from the Canberra Film Archive or from...
Yeah, there's a whole...
There's a lot of sources of this stuff.
For film buffs, there's a whole industry out there that we can tap into, and it's all, you know, community-based stuff. Mm.
Jackson Hyatt. It's got your name all over it.
Absolutely. We could do a retrospective for him for this year. I reckon it'd take a good afternoon.
Well, Look, it could be a lot of fun for anyone that's got any interest in film of any kind, whether you're an old fart and you're like, you know, to
look back at the great films we made in the 80s and the 70s.
Yes.
Or if you're a young filmmaker just studying the craft and we want to get a copy of Hitchcock's The Birds or whatever.
And also we'll be able to hook into some of the larger film festivals around the state and the nation as well. I mean, wouldn't it be great if we could get a little pod, like a little offshoot of one of those and ride them in Apollo, you know, do it in Apollo Bay.
Mm.
So the possibilities are huge. I'd love it to be a fundraising opportunity for community groups as well.
Yep.
Because we've got the kitchen there, so have a movie.
Whip up a meal and a movie and charge $20 a head.
It'd be great. So a lot of the grant for that money for that grant is going into the infrastructure, so the actual cinema screen and the sound system and the projector.
Yep.
A lot of the money is actually going to fix up the hall space in the first place because, you know.
Well, that's a real win for the hall because the hall's a bit dilapidated.
Well, it just needs a bit of TLC.
Is it dilapidated or dilapidated? Dilapidated, I think it is. I'm not sure.
Either way, needs a bit of CPR to get it going. And this will make a really, it's going to be a really good start to just to hit the ground running and really get that moving.
Isn't it funny how things kind of organically, you know, the senior sat there for years and years and years and kind of got kicked around. And then suddenly, well, not so suddenly, really, over time, suddenly people start to say, oh, look, actually, this we can, you know, and then now there's a real impetus and a lot of people are using the senior sits and talking about its future and things.
It's a fabulous space. It's a really good mid-sized space hall. That we don't have anything else like that in town. Like we've got the larger halls, the Met Hall and the one at school. But this is a really nice, it's an intimate space for 70 to 100 people. It scrubs up all right once we'll get a lick of paint on it. It'll be beautiful. The Festival of Small Halls did a performance there last year. They had bunting strewn through the place. It was lovely. It was really bringing back memories of the music festival when it had those intimate spaces back in the day.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll have some decent sound systems up there as well. And so, you know, we can use the space not just for the cinema. We can have some more music gigs there. You can really hand it back to the community.
Right. So that's a wonderful thing. And if you want to get involved, just stick your nose when you see the flags flying down
Absolutely.
At, is it McLaughlin Street? No, it's, what's the name of the
Pengilly
street? Pengilly Street.
Pengilly, just near the gym.
Yeah, next door to the gym, when you see the flags out the front of the neighbourhood house, well, pop in. Well, no, don't just pop in. Ring up. Send a text or an email. Because Sally's busy. No, pop in.
Always pop in. I love it. You know, the neighbourhood house can be really busy and then it can also be really quiet. So it's really nice to have people pop in. That's what I'm there for.
Okay. All right. Do you want to draw breath and we'll play some ads or do you want to talk about the next thing?
Play some ads.
Okay.
Let's go there.
All right. This is 3ABR. I just do what I'm told. Community radio, a program called, some of the time, Murrawarn Musings.
Sadly, there are still people in the world who think that coffee is just a drink. These poor souls are yet to discover the social intercourse, commercial advantage and all-over sense of well-being that comes from sharing an ethically sourced, expertly roasted and perfectly prepared cup. If you know such a person, use whatever ruse necessary to lure them to the industrial estate at the back of Apollo Bay. Introduce them to Hello Coffee, and then sit back and watch as the enlightenment occurs. Hello Coffee, station sponsor, and the source of one of the few reliable, affordable pleasures remaining on the planet.
Pop into Surf and Fish for all your fishing, boating, surfing and scuba adventures, where you can buy all major clothing brands, accessories and wetsuits for the whole family. Spray tans are also available with a 2-hour wash-off. Hire a full range of equipment for your golf, scuba, snorkeling, fishing, surfing and bodyboarding. For shooters, centerfire, rimfire and shotgun ammunition is available at Surf and Fish, just opposite the Information Centre. Proud sponsor of ABR.
Tee off with Apollo Bay Golf Club, a friendly, easygoing club. Play 9 holes for just $20 or the full 18 for $25 or join as a full member for $315. You can book lessons with our visiting pro. It's worth it for the stunning views from the course. Check our website or call the club 03 5237 6474 Apollo Bay Golf Club.
A little round of applause for the Apollo Bay Golf Club. Another great unsung facility. It's a great place to, great view from the golf club.
Yeah,
very nice. This is Murra Warren Musings, Neighbourhood House, talking in Pengilly Avenue, Bob. Details, you know, I don't know what it is about me and details. It's a lifelong thing. I used to think it's age-related, but it's not. It's been my whole life, details. So the next thing that's happening, this is very busy. Our neighbourhood house is very, very busy, isn't it, at the minute?
We have a lot of stuff going
on. Mm-hmm. And people are coming mm-hmm. and going and using the joint, which is exactly how we like it.
And lots of meetings. I like it when we've got lots of meetings going on because people are slowly working out that we've got a really good space up there. We can sit 20 in the back room comfortably, whiteboard, data projectors, all that kind of stuff. And it's great to see it being used.
It is great to see it being used. And also when you meet at Murra Warren, it's very difficult to take yourself too seriously because, you know, someone will come by with a tray of scones or, do you know what I mean? You're in part of the community. You're not off isolated in your little pod feeling that you're important.
No, absolutely. Yeah. So sometimes it depends. I mean, we've got the seasonal singers down there on a Friday morning, and if you've got a meeting going on there, you have some beautiful ladies singing in the background, some
fantastic.
Beautiful voices.
That's
actually
stuff.
One of my favourite mornings is Friday mornings when we've got the seasonal singers filling up that space with their music.
Good. So we all love our community house now. Where are we up to with this list?
Well, I thought we might transition quickly through to the grant writing course that we've got going on that's starting next week on Monday, just because we're thinking about funds and fundraising and development. So we've got a couple of places left in that. I know Rhiannon spoke to you earlier about it, so I'm not going to go into too much
There's
detail.
There's a podcast on the website. Have a look at Facebook or go to the Apollo Bay website and you'll see the podcast with Rhiannon Cox talking about how to the trick to getting grants granted.
Yes, to getting grants. I loved that line. So I just want to put a quick shout out to that one again because it's really a course that's been developed specifically for the not-for-profit organisations in Apollo Bay.
Mm.
We have a number of arts-based organisations doing the course.
Great.
But there's definitely a gap in there for terms of sports and rec and maybe youth organisations as well. So just have a think about it. If you are a member of a community for a sports facility around town, this is a really good opportunity. I can't say it's going to happen in the next year or two, again, very quickly.
Right.
So please take us up on the offer. It's a very reasonable course and it can help you guys make more money.
Get some money. And now that the sailing club has spent all its money on its new rescue boat. Maybe the sailing club needs to look at grant opportunities and the skills of grant writing. But look, any of the sporting clubs, yeah, good idea.
Yeah, I think so. And listen, she's just going to give you lots of tips and tricks and lots of language to use to streamline the process and really help you go towards successful grants.
Fantastic.
So anyway, that starts on Monday and there's a couple of places left. You can look on the Murra Warren website for the booking details.
Okay.
Now, this might be a bit of over to you, Bob, because we've got the Prepare for On Air course starting
Prepare
up this
Prepare for
term.
On Air. Yes, we do.
And you have all the details in your brain. I don't have them in my brain.
Well, as I said, me and details are not good friends. But Prepare for On Air is a couple of Sundays, I think we said, didn't
yes,
we?
Yes, yeah. Two Sundays.
Two
one
Sundays.
One on November the 25th and the other on December the 9th.
And then 3 or 4 hours sitting in with a range of different presenters here at 3ABR, so you can get the gospel from how they operate, and you can come in and sit and work with Tony Weber on a Saturday morning, or John Smith on a Thursday night, or Phil Langdon on a Wednesday night, and all of these people, because it's community radio, they go about this business a little differently. I mean, the fundamentals are the same, and it's not rocket science. If you have even the slightest inkling that you might like to explore, discover, just get the experience. You don't have to come out of at the end of the thing doing a radio program. You can just come and learn about it if you like. We would love you to be a presenter. Denise Ruth, my wife, did the course last year. And hey, guess what? She's on the radio doing a classic music program. I never would have thought It still amazes me sometimes that Denise is doing a radio program. So, you know, expect the unexpected. The course will just give you, will give you the basic skills. Will and demystify the panel and the bits and pieces of technology, and you will wind up at the end of it with a one-hour program of your choosing. So even if you don't go on to keep doing it, you'll have a little something to play the grandchildren, and that what you did on the radio. So check out, get in touch with Sally. Really,
yeah,
is the go.
Absolutely, yeah. Back to the website. Have a look at that, or just pop in and
pop into Marawarn. There'll only be maybe four, no more than six in the course, because I can't remember any more names than that at one time. It'll be mostly me, but lots of other people will be talking to you about, there are the laws of broadcasting and all sorts of other bits and pieces in the syllabus.
So if I want to book in and do your course, Bob, is there any skills or knowledge I have to know beforehand?
None whatsoever. You don't even need to be able to read and write, frankly.
Just press some buttons, the green button or the red button.
You know, there's just a few buttons to learn about and a few things about levels and some common sense stuff about what can and can't be said and what can and can't be played and replayed and a few of those kinds of things. But no, it's rocket science, it is not.
And does the radio station have any topics that it's looking for, like... Is there a gap in their broadcasting?
I don't think there are any huge gaps. The thing that makes, for me, that really makes radio go, I mean, lots of people play music. However, a shining example for me of someone who makes music come alive is Phil Langdon on a Wednesday night, because he has a great passion in particular for female vocalists. Mm-hmm. And so he assembles a program around a number of vocalists, and he will, because he knows about it and because he's happily researching it, will dig out a whole lot of information about the people that he's playing, when they, where they came from, who they were influenced by, and all those kinds of things. John Smith does Ragged Company on a Thursday night, and he loves a bit of Australian poetry and a bit of lefty politics, you know. So the key is whatever your interest is, whatever your passion is, you can bring it alive on the radio station. And one thing that I'm very keen to see happen, it's my personal thing, is that if you're in a club and you have trouble getting people to meetings, you can kind of do a bit of a meeting on the radio.
A public meeting.
It's not all that public. It might be a couple of dozen people listening, might be a couple of hundred. It's mm-hmm. a local community radio station. And so, if the netball club wants to chat about what's going on and what time you're meeting and have a weekly or a monthly netball program, you can do that. Mm-hmm. You know, any of the sporting clubs can do that. And certainly the sailing club will be coming in Saturday mornings and having a segment, I'm sure, in the season. But, build it around your interest is the answer.
Great. It could be a bucket list. Could be something on your bucket list.
It could be a bucket list. Yeah.
And there you go. That one achieved.
Indeed. Brilliant.
All right. I'm looking forward to seeing who enrolls in that one and what comes out.
Let's see a good bunch turn out for that.
Yeah.
Next.
Next on the list, second last, we have a beach safety awareness program coming up in November. Mm-hmm. It's called the 24/7 Legend Program, and it was developed by a man in Torquay, actually. He's coming down from there. He's CPR trained, and he is passionate about informing people to be able to read the beach and to be able to best look after themselves and their families. So there's two parts to this program. One is beach safety and survival, where he looks and explains various beach dangers on our local beaches here and understanding what makes the waves and the different types of tides and rips and currents and how to survive them. So that's a really good basic introduction to how to look after yourself and your family over summer. The second part of his course is basic CPR. So what to do in an emergency when you call triple R. Triple, I'm thinking about radios, triple, where you call 000, how to use a defib, But it's really based for family members, for parents or for maybe people in youth organisations. It's going to be taking people down to the beach and for kids as well. You know, let's make sure we pass that info on to our kids.
Yeah, look, I'd love to learn to read the beach. And I would reckon people involved with tourists in some way or other would benefit from having that information because, you know, you watch... There's nothing more disturbing than watching people who really don't know anything about the locality walking into the just exactly where the rip is, or
looks like the peaceful spot. That looks like the spot to go, and it took me a long time to work out that no, that's not the spot to go. Yeah. So we have that on Saturday, the 17th of November, from 1 till 4. So it's a Saturday afternoon. It's $59, and we're going to be running that at Marawar Neighbourhood House. And I hope that we do have a lot of people picking us up on that information.
I'm sure you will. Saturday the 19th of November.
That's correct. 17th, yep. Sorry.
17th of November. 17th of November. Read the beach and get some basic CPR skills. That sounds great. Shall we parlay a few more sponsor announcements and then come back? Is that a good idea?
Yep.
No worries. All right. This is 3ABR Community Radio. We're just clearing our throats here.
If I was old enough to drive, I'd take my car to Apollo Bay Auto Care for a regular service and any repairs. Not just because Mal and Andrew are new to the bay and are great to deal with. Not just because Andrew and his crew are expert mechanics. Not even because Apollo Bay Auto Care is a Gold Station sponsor. No, I take my car there because they really do care. Apollo Bay Auto Care. They really do care.
You ring, you'll never regret calling him. I still remember when he put a roof above my head, and then he fixed my taps and cleaned the drain, and I was not waiting long before he came.
So call Luke at Poo Fighters Plumbing on 0422 967 503. He'll clean your pipe.
He will indeed clean your pipes. We thank all of our sponsors here at 3ABR, including Murrawarne. And this is the Murrawarne Neighbourhood House program called Murrawarne Musings at the moment. If you can think of a better name, let me know. Send me an email, bob@bobknowles.com.au. If you've got a better name, or send me a text, 0411 592 681. And, because Murrawarne Musings is, it's all right, but... We could do better, maybe.
We need to workshop it.
Workshop. We need to workshop. That's right. Yes, we'll get a grant for that.
I love listening to the local ads. I love doing Pick the Voice.
Oh, yeah.
If I can work out who's on it.
Now, you've got a meeting to go to.
I do, but I do want to mention our our social group that's starting up next week for carers. And this one's really important, so it's definitely not a last but least. Mm. So we know that in Apollo Bay there are a number of people who are in a caring role. So they look after family members or children or even a next-door neighbour, looking after them to help them live a healthy and happy life.
Mm.
That can be really taxing. That can be really taxing on your mental space. And the last thing I'd want to think is that people are out there feeling alone, that they are caring and they have this mental load and they can't get to do the things that they want to do. So we have a social group starting up next week, and we have had groups in Apollo Bay for carers before. There's been a bit of a pause in the continuum for that for about a year. So we're hoping to pick up where this last group finished off. And we're wanting it to be a very relaxed social group, more of a chance to just get out of the house, go and meet some other people, change your mindset a little bit, and maybe go and do something interesting for an hour or two once a month. A lot of people who are carers are already hooked through Otway Health, so they will understand that they can get respite for this time. So if you're a carer full time and you need assistance to be able to get out of the house and to do this, you need to speak to Otway Health, and they will be able to work out the best way to manage this for you. So you might need respite for your respite, if you know what I mean. So our first meeting is at Hello Coffee on Thursday the 18th of October at 2 p.m. There's an exhibition down at Hello Coffee at the moment, and we have one or two of the artists who are going to come down and speak about their paintings.
Yep.
And in this meeting, we'll just have a cup of coffee, have a piece of cake or have a cup of tea and have a chat about the things that we would like to do. We might want to get a volunteer bus driver to drive us to Golac to watch a movie in a couple of weeks, in a couple of weeks' time. All of that stuff will be facilitated through the neighbourhood house, but the projects will be driven by the group. So we're just hoping it's going to be a nice opportunity for people to get out and get talking.
If you're a carer, or if you know someone who is, and it's probably just as important if you know someone who is, because carers quite often get a little bit focused on the caring thing and they think, oh, this is my job, this is my task. The first thing about caring is if you're not in good shape, you're not going to be much of a, you know, the quality of your of what you can do for the person that you love or care about is going to be diminished. Don't wait to break your toe to realise that you need to you need some help from other places from time to time and let yourself accept that. So if you know a carer, give them a nudge. You know, say, listen, and bring them down. You don't have to be a carer yourself to go down. Bring them down to Hello Coffee and have a bit of a chat, and just because it's a social thing, and it's really just about just not being in the bubble all on your own, really. Just sharing, and there'll be things that come up that you have in common. But maybe you want to go down. You don't want to talk about anything about caring at all. You just want to learn about art and go to the movies and just have a break and be human. Whatever it is, I can recommend that really highly. 18th of October down at Hello Coffee. Wear a red rose in your lapel.
The other thing I just wanted to throw out there about carers is that you don't need to be a registered carer to qualify as being a carer. Yeah, there are a lot of mums and dads out there caring for children with higher needs, with special needs, and they mightn't consider their load caring. But someone else might tap you on the shoulder and say, hey, mate, maybe you just need to go and have a break for a little bit.
Go down.
So, think broadly.
Get your jollies. This has been, and look, it ran on time pretty much, a 30-minute program jam-packed with lots of useful community information called Murrawarne Musings. It's all about what's happening at your neighbourhood house. Community house, neighbourhood house. What do you want?
Neighbourhood house.
And if you want to know more, just knock on the door. In fact, you probably don't even have to knock. The door is usually open. Walk in Pengelly Avenue. This is 3ABR.